Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
You know, you're sitting here writing your notes. I talk about all the time, writing your notes after the game, towards the end of the game, and where your narrative's going is, you know, the D-line's getting blown off, all the penalties, the emotions at the beginning of the game, the personal fouls, all that kind of stuff. They didn't show up to play. They got beat up front. The backup quarterback comes in and beat them. All this stuff. But the thing is, they believe and they got it done. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, everything fell their way, right? But they made it happen. This is a game Chicago will not forget for a while.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Oh, man, yeah. I love hearing all the various real-time reactions to this Bears game, getting to be at the game and then getting to take in a lot of the content afterwards, just like you heard from our next guest, Patrick Manelli, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Mr. Manelli, have you come back down to earth since getting to talk about that Cray win for the Bears?
No, not at all. I'm thinking Super Bowl, guys. Come
Let's
on, we got
it.
The playoffs wrapped up. Why can't we start talking about the Super Bowl?
Okay, one of your ex-teammates, Brian Urlacher, was talking about that, and you know it's not inconceivable. And honestly, Pat, it is something that we have discussed, that the Bears have gone from a team that, like, we know they're winning, but can they really win a playoff game, let alone get to the Super Bowl? And now, I guess, to use the cliche, Patrick, the sky's the limit?
No, it is. And I think this, guys, I think Ben Johnson's gone about it right. He said, let's get to 11 games, and he explained why 11 games of all the teams that always get in the playoffs with 11 games, right? So you set little goals, but the end game obviously is the Super Bowl, and that's the big thing you talk about in April when everybody gets together, all 32 teams are talking about the Super Bowl, but there's ways you have to get there, and you have to keep your mind from week to week to week. Well, okay, they've got the playoffs locked up right now, so we're talking about seedings. But I truly think inside Hallis Hall, it is okay for the guys to start talking about the Super Bowl. I truly believe that's what should be on their mind now, that the end goal is right there. You've done the little things. Yes, okay, next week is the 49ers. We're trying to play for a seed. But start planting the seed of, hey, guys, we can win the Super Bowl. And that's belief. The belief has gone through, hey, we can pull out games at the end of the fourth quarter. We'll start putting that out there. Don't do it publicly in the media. Ben Johnson's not going to do it and all that kind of stuff. But I truly think inside the locker room, guys are allowed to talk to each other now. Like, if I'm a leader in that locker room, I'm allowed guys to start talking about, hey, what about the Super Bowl? Let's go back to San Francisco and play there again. Let that seep in there and let that start to manifest a little bit.
There are enough things that have improved or gotten better or are in their prime right now relative to this season. Players like, obviously, what Caleb Williams has been doing at the ends of games. The running game continues to peak and be really important. We just saw, here's another example of a guy who we don't talk about enough in terms of what he did in this last game and the improvement that he has made when some people left Cairo Santos for dead during the whole Jake Moodiness of the whole season, which was going on. He could not have been bigger in terms of his three kicks, one for 51 yards, the onside kick. Patrick, how did you take in the Cairo Santos game the other night?
There's a reason why Ben Johnson gave him the first game ball. They would not have had a chance to tie that game and win in overtime without him. And those conditions they're almost impossible to play in, but that is when home field advantage comes into play, especially for the special teams and kickers, because there's a reason why you get in a car and you go down to Soldier Field during the week and you work there and you leave Hallis Hall. There's a reason why when the team is working indoors at the Peyton Center, you go outside to the field and you kick. And that's to get used to the wind and get used to the elements. But also, again, Soldier Field is home field advantage because think about it, Mark. You guys know, Gabe, everybody knows, the stadium is different on the north end as it compared to the south end as far as the openness and the way it's built. So the winds swirl different. They beat left to right differently, north, east, south, west, all that a little differently. So when kickers come in, other kickers come in, they always say, how do you guys kick in here? How do you do this? I don't know how to play here. Well, Cairo, guess what? He's like, I do. I know how to play this. I believe in it. I trust it. And what I mean by that is when he lines up for those field goals, I'm not saying they're not hard, but listen, like the one he cut the 46-yarder in, he drew the 51-yarder in. So when he's lined up for that 46-yarder, he's like, all right, if I aim at that left goalpost, I know it's going to move halfway across the goalpost and go down the middle. So he gets up there, and it's like a golfer just trusting, you know, I'm going to hit the left side of the fairway. It's going to move to the right side or the middle of the fairway. He trusts it. Other kickers that come in there, they're hoping it. And that is home field advantage for him. And that's why I believe in him. And I told Olin, I said, I believe in him, going forward. I know he missed the 35-yarder, but when you get in elements in that stadium like that, and the kicker's been there as long as he has and has played as long as he has, I believe in him, and he came through. And that's the reason why they had a chance to win the game at the end, and that's why they won it.
Yeah, I love the fact that he got the first game ball. Obviously,
yes.
A pivotal part of the Bears' victory on Saturday, Patrick. And then, you know, another guy that played a big role was DJ Moore. You know, and I've heard a lot of your post games with Olin and Mully, and, you know, I've heard, you know, how necessary it is to have that guy be there, and you talk about dependability. Talk to me a little bit about, in your mind, because you're talking about DJ Moore, a guy who, you know, you can give him the ball on a screen pass and he's going to fight for some yards at the end, a guy who's going to come over the top with a back injury. Like, talk about what he does for Caleb Williams and what you've seen from him over the last couple of games.
Well, I'll just kind of, the way I thought about him, I've always respected him and the way he played, but like, what made me mad was it last year, a couple years ago, when he ran to the sideline and sat on the bench. I'm like, what the heck was that? So I always had like a little bit of a question mark about him. I don't anymore. And I'm not saying it's a bad question, Mark. I didn't get his personality, and now I get his personality. And I think what I mean by that is when he said blank the Packers at the end of the interview, I fell in love with him then. But that's just the way he plays, man. And then to go back to the play where he was offsides, you see it on his face where they zoomed in and Tom Brady's talking about him, you know, not getting set. I'm like, the man is tired. The man gives it all. The man got hit in the back by Nixon, comes back and makes that play. But he's kind of the integral part of that offense. Plays through injuries, never misses games. I'm sure he's there at every practice. I'm 100% bought in on him, and I think he's that important for the team. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about him not getting the ball. Is he going to move along, or what's going on with him? I'm 100% sold on that guy, and I think he's kind of sums up what the Bears are. He does all the little things, does everything he's asked for. He's been a running back. He blocks in the run game. I think he's huge for the team, and I love to see the fact that he's finally on a winning team and that he is a big part of this. And I am now sold on DJ Moore. I'm not saying I wasn't sold before. Now he's become, you know what he is? He's a guy I want to go buy a number 2 jersey. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. I felt that way when I saw him with the cheese grater on top of his head.
That's what I'm saying. So that's just put me over the top. He has now become one of my favorite Bears just because he is a Bear now. You know what I mean? He's buying into the culture. He's buying into hating the Packers, wearing the cheese grater hat, and just the way he plays, man. That's the way Chicago's been forever. Tough, hard-nosed player. And that's a tough, hard-nosed receiver. And you don't see many of those, and that's exactly what he is.
You know,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And even if it is just good old-fashioned pandering, I love to be pandered to. I don't know
Please,
if you guys know
give me
that
more.
About me. I love it. If
Caleb,
want...
take another lap around the stadium. Yeah. I didn't get a high five.
with all that's going on out there. And there was this part of me, too, and I don't know if this is like making the right association or not, but with the energy at the stadium, however you took it in, I happened to be there. I was in the press box. The energy was at a 10. The volume was at a 10 inside and outside of the stadium because I got the vantage point of all of it. It was even literally seeing the traffic outside from my vantage point high up in the hallways of the press box was kind of gave me goosebumps just because bright lights, big city, mm-hmm. It's all going on. And here's where I'm going with this. The players acted accordingly when they came out in this game. Now, I want to get mad at DeMarco Jackson because right, he makes a personal foul right away.
And you should.
But I'm conflicted, Pat. Maybe you're answering the question for me. I'm conflicted because they were so jacked up that they couldn't control themselves. Austin Booker a couple of times. And I wanted to be like mad, but I guess, and even Brisker later, it was like the players matched the energy of the crowd and even of just the desire to beat the Packers because it makes Bears fans feel really good and it makes the organization feel really good. But you were saying.
I think you can. You can be mad at them, but look, it's a learning experience, and we talked about this in the pregame, or Ben Johnson's also talked about it. A lot of these guys have not been in this situation. And emotions get heightened, and it's different. Like I said, like when you drive to Soldier Field for a game like that, it feels different than going against Detroit earlier in the year, Minnesota, or whoever you're playing in your division. It just feels different. Your emotions are higher. A lot of these guys have not played in that situation. I mean, that opening kickoff had to be electric, right?
Yeah.
And he goes down there, and he acts a fool. It was stupid. That was a dumb play. Guarantee he never does it again. Guarantee you everybody on that team never does that again because they'll learn from it. So it's things like that. Jaquan Brisker, you just can't do that. You got to be smarter. I would expect a little bit more of him. But, again, emotions can get the best of you.
Yeah.
Austin Booker, I'm not going to – that's just football plays, man. He's playing football.
Okay.
As a coach, I'm not getting mad at him. You don't know if he's going to duck his head. You know, people can argue all that kind of stuff. He's trying to get the quarterback. You know, he's trying his best. I'm not going to argue that. Maybe could he put his head left or right. Those I'm not getting mad at. But the other two, I would be. But – those are things you learn from. So the next time they're in this situation, they're going to be able to, your emotion will be high, but you'll be able to control a little bit more and understand the situation of the game.
Talking to Patrick Manley here on Raheem Harrison Grody. Gabe Ramirez is in the house today. Patrick, can you believe that the Bears have two offensive linemen that have been named to the Pro Bowl, whatever the Pro Bowl is? Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman are in.
I'm going to go slide. What, Kevin Warren slid somebody a shot of tequila somewhere, right? I'm going to go slide one to Ryan Poles, man. Well done. Mm. You know, you recognized you had an issue, and it's been there for a couple of years. I heard you guys talking about that. That's true. But he solved it.
Yeah.
He solved the issue. We can argue they might be the best offensive line in the NFL. You could even say Darnell Wright maybe deserves to be in as well, but he fixed it. Those are two guys he went out and – or two, a position, two positions – he recognized, and he found two Pro Bowlers, and good for him. And I'm not going to take anything away from Roshar and Ben Johnson as well as being kind of run coaches, but they have to go out there and play, and they did, and they deserve it. They've played at a high level. Joe Tooney, what, this four in a row, and then Dahlman, just happy for him to get in as well. But that's Ryan Poles. I got to give him a lot of credit. I think we were getting on him the last couple years of what is he doing, does he deserve the extension? Well, right there tells you he does.
Yep, and to bring those guys in and then to have the right coaches in Ben Johnson and Dan Roshar to make sure it looks good. And you can even say that for what the Bears have – absolutely, you could say that mm-hmm. for their ends, as far, for their tackles as well, from Theo Benedict
yes.
to Ozzie Trapillo to obviously what Darnell Wright has done all year. And this segment with – Patrick Manley is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Patrick, I'm struggling with the ceiling of this Bears team, right? I like you, think Super Bowl, and sure, I'm not talking about necessarily the last game that they play. I'm talking about, like, how good can a perfectly executed game look like if I'm watching this Bears team? And I try to – the part that I struggle with is how far away are they from that? And the question I have for you, when I'm thinking about you and your playing days and – I think as a fan, we assume that everything should be perfect. But is that too high of a bar to try to hold your team to? And like, should we just allow for some mistakes to happen throughout the course of a game? Because inevitably, yeah. it's going to happen.
Yeah, that is. But then you want the big things and what you're supposed to do happen, right? So you're supposed to run the ball, right? But then the defense is what gets me nervous about this team, because it's takeaways. That's the only reason why they've been good this year. They struggle against the pass rush. They struggle against the run. So that scares me going forward. But a perfect game for them is run the ball like they did against the Eagles and get three or four takeaways. To get the three or four takeaways, I think, is a lot harder than them going out there and running the ball like they did against the Eagles. So to play a perfect game, I just don't see it happen. But I think if you can do both of those at a very high level, you can beat anybody. And you can say it about any team, but they've proven to you this year that they can do that. So, you know, I think everybody watched the 49ers doing their homework last night. Scary team to watch. But if they do those two things, it's going to be a good ball game.
And I think that, obviously, that's a matchup that the Bears are, you know, concerned about in the present, right?
Yes.
I like to think when I'm watching the Niners that it's a team that's similar to the Bears, right? They want to run the ball first mm-hmm. and then allow Brock Purdy, but he's playing at such a high level. When you look at that team and obviously what you saw last night, is the area of concern simply that? Is it just the Bears' ability to take away the ball?
Yeah, it's Kyle Shanahan versus that defense. You know, if they can take it away, great, but I don't know how they can against Brock Purdy, because, you know, he's so efficient if you give him a clean pocket. And Kyle, it's going to be amazing, too, to watch with Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan with all the motions and formations and all that kind of stuff. If you're a offensive junkie, to watch what they put together, that'll be a lot of fun. But it does scare me, just because you talk about teams playing their best in December. Well, I was about to cuss there. Well, when you watch when you watch the 49ers last night, they look like they're playing their best offensive ball. And
yeah.
that's what's scary. That's what's really scary.
A little humbling is what I felt, because we've all been on this high for the Bears. I've had to, like, leave my place and just circle around the city streets just to kind of calm myself down about this team and what they've done. But yeah, that was 48-27 last night. Brock Purdy, 25 of 34, 295,
but
five TDs.
But Mark, it's a good test.
Yes.
You know, let's see, you bounce. So what this kind of is to me, right? You win a playoff game. Winning a game like that was huge, right? That adrenaline, all right, we're on to the next game, and they have a playoff opponent. How do they respond? How do they go about it this week preparing for this? Do they put that game behind them? Do they enjoy it for 24 hours and move on? How do they respond? So this is a playoff week for them. You know, playing for seeds and all that kind of stuff, but just also the mental side of it coming off a win like that, which would be like equal to a playoff win, how do you bounce back and how do you perform against another playoff team?
Absolutely. San Francisco's won 5 in a row, and we're not going to break down the Colts on this show, but my God, have they fallen apart. They've lost 5 in a row. They're that team that was hot early, and then just they're still mathematically alive, just like so many teams, but 8-7 after being 7-1 to begin this season. Patrick, I got one text question before we let you go here.
Yeah.
From the 708, please ask Pat M. where we can buy Long Snapper IPA in the Chicago area.
Yeah, don't pass a tequila. Pass a Long Snapper IPA.
Let me send them a 4-pack of the Tall Boys. I'll do that. One is up in Mundelein, Tidehead Brewing. You can definitely get it there. They have it on tap and the cans and all that kind of stuff. I know some of the local Bennies carry it. Some of the local craft beer stores carry it as well. You just kind of have to call around and find it. It's not everywhere, but I do know this. You can go to a friend of Timothy O'Toole's, his bar down in the city, on Columbus and Fairbanks, I think it is. They serve it there, so you can get it there as well.
Oh, easy.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when do you just shut it down for a while and just go through all your IPAs just nonstop every day?
When the Bears win the Super Bowl. That's it. It's
gonna exactly.
Oh, man.
Just make sure you invite us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm up for a relapse.
Sure. No, we don't need to do that.
No. That's why I said me.
You can join us, Grody. We'll hang out.
I know. I'll just give you a 6-pack of O'Doul's. It'll do me just
perfect.
Fine. Actually, I've been told to stay away from that, too.
That Guinness Zero is good. The Guinness Zero is actually
good. Oh, okay. Good. Okay. All right.
If you like Guinness.
Actually, when I was in my prime of drinking, Guinness didn't do it for me. It was too...
It's a light beer.
Guinness is a little heavy, right?
No. That's the perception that it's heavy, but it's a lighter beer.
Brilliant. You got to teach him up on that. It's just the bean that's dark.
Interesting. Then it's the flavor that it... Then it was the flavor.
See, I was really drinking out there in the streets.
Oh, yeah. I've been on these streets with Gabe. Trust me.
Hey, right, Pat. Have a happy holidays, man. Enjoy your week.
Hey, same to you guys, man. Good talking to you.
Yep. See you, Patrick. This segment with that guy, Patrick Manley, is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. Gabe, this is going to blow your mind, but may we, when we return from this break, may we talk about the White Sox? I'm going to sprinkle in some Cubs, too.
Of course, as you should.
But the White Sox just did something interesting to add to what is already something kind of interesting.
They traded Luis Robert Jr.?
Wait a minute. Ray is raising his hand.
They also made another interesting move on top of the original interesting move this very day.
They did.
Yes.
They have. Yes. They have. And we will bring you up to date on all of these interesting things. We use the word interesting because we don't know if any of it's really good.
I don't even know what it is.
The Sox are interesting. So we will talk about our interests in the White Sox and the Cubs when we return on Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.